Welcome to the Storyline Podcast. I'm Karen Florin from The Day, and on each episode, we'll be talking to Day journalists and newsmakers from the community to keep you up to date. This week, I'm talking to sports writers Vicki Fulkerson and Gavin Keefe, both of whom have covered the UConn Huskies for decades. They're going to talk to us about how crazy it's been during this COVID season to follow the teams. Today, I'm here with Gavin Keefe and Vicki Fulkerson, sports writers for The Day. Gavin covers the UConn men and Vicki covers the women, and we thought we'd talk to them about what this strange and bizarre COVID season has been like for them covering the teams. Gavin, I'm sure that it's been different from what you're used to. Can you just tell us a little bit about yourself as a sports writer for The Day, and then talk about this season?
Sure. I've been covering UConn basketball. This is my 31st season, so I've been at The Day since 1990. I've covered all five of their trips to the Final Four, their four national championships, and countless Big East championships. And so it's been a long, fun ride. A lot of changes over the years, but this is definitely the most bizarre year covering the team. We are allowed to go to home games. So I do go to home games, but they have a limited number of fans. Each player or coach is allowed 4 tickets, so there might be 100 people in the stands. So it's very quiet, very different. We're separated. There's the number of media there, so we're separated in these little plexiglass booths. It's almost like being in a hockey penalty box and kind of vision kind of what that looks like. And we're up in the upper section, so we're separated from everybody. We're separated from each other. We do all post games on Zoom. So it's you feel very disconnected in a way. While we're grateful to be able to go to the home games, the atmosphere is totally different. You drive in, there's no traffic. There's no buzz. You know, usually a basketball game, especially a big game. And this year with UConn returning to the Big East, the place would be packed with fans. It's really one of the most anticipated seasons in a long time with the return to the Big East. A lot of excitement. The team's on the rise, and it's just very weird being quiet. And I mean, there's some piped in crowd noise, which is weird too, but you just feel disconnected from everything. All post game is on Zoom. So you don't have any, the connections with the players that you normally would have, where after a game, normally you would go down and you'd have the press conference, but then you'd have the players, you'd get to talk to a certain number of players, and you kind of rotate around between 3 or 4 players and talk to them after the game and develop different story ideas. And you're unable to do that because it's just, you know, 1 or 2 questions on Zoom each, and that's it. So yeah, everything is different. It's just that there's just a disconnect. There's just less of a buzz.
And how would you usually cover away games, and what's different about this season?
Well, away games, we cover from home. We watch it on TV, and then they do post-game Zooms for you. It's all set up, and you get the coach, maybe 1 or 2 players. So it's you watch from your living room, you take your notes like you normally would be at a game, and then you go do the post-game Zooms just like you would be at a home game, only you're obviously at your house. So you know, we wouldn't normally travel to all the games. So in a way you get to at least talk to the coach after every game now, where before when we didn't travel except the close games, that you could drive to, at least we have some access after games now. So it is different that way too.
So that's actually a plus in a way, that you have the access to the coaches afterwards that you wouldn't have had.
Yes, it definitely is. You do get to, speak to the coaches afterwards and feel like you're connected that way, but still very different.
Gavin, have you heard anything about a viral hot sauce drinking contest?
Yes, I wrote about that. I talked to the fan that was behind that. There was a UConn fan who was watching the Marquette game earlier this month. UConn got down by 18, and he said he would drink some hot sauce if they came back and won, and UConn came back and won that game. And so it started out as just a way to kind of pay a penance for not believing in UConn, in the UConn basketball team. And it turned into the kids, not the kids, the young guys, the young UConn grads from the Husky Ticket Project, which takes kids to UConn basketball games, men's and women's UConn football games, decided to turn it into a fundraiser where, you know, you make a donation, do a shot of hot sauce in honor of the Huskies. And within the first day, they raised like $12,000. And then it just took off from there, because then it went crazy. You know, from last night in the women's game, I'm watching on TV, the commentators, the halftime crew, the commentators did it with Sue Bird and from the former UConn women's player, did some hot sauce, drank some hot sauce. And so it's, I think they're up to over $60,000 now. So that they've raised. So it's just, it's kind of gone viral from there and just really taken off.
Great. So where can listeners find that on social media?
Well, the Husky Ticket Project, you can find them on social media. They're the ones doing the fundraising. You can go to their website. I think it might be huskyticketproject.com, I believe. And you can get involved and make a donation. You can, you know, if you want to post yourself on social media doing a shot of hot sauce, you can do that, or just make a donation to their cause. And, you know, they're able to take kids to games now. I mean, this is their organization's only been around like, I believe, 2 or 3 years. And it's a great cause to support. And, said you could do to get Tabasco out or get some really fiery hot sauce and do it. It's a really kind of fun thing too that they've been posting on social media, especially Twitter, taking shots of hot sauce in support of the Huskies and Husky Ticket Project.
Gav, have you done a hot sauce shot?
You know what, the last home game against St. John's, one of the reporters brought a bottle for us to all do it together. There's only about 12 of us, I believe, that cover, that they're allowed in to cover the team. So there's a really small group. But that was a game UConn lost to St. John's, so it didn't really seem appropriate to kind of do this celebration kind of drink almost. I mean, and you don't have to do it after a, I mean, you can do it after a loss to support the cause. But it just didn't seem appropriate at the time. So we do plan to do it at some future game.
Okay, Gavin, good luck covering the rest of the season. And we're going to talk to Vicki Fulkerson now, who has been covering the women in a way that's different. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your career covering sports?
Sure. I actually started at the day, same within a week of Gavin in August of 1990. We both got hired at the same time. So we've been sitting next to each other in the office for 30 plus years. So before, when you said we might interrupt each other or something on this call, we've been interrupting each other for 30 years. So, but Gavin's been covering the team, the UConn team, straight through the whole 31 seasons. We've had different writers cover the women, the UConn women. So I'm also the Scholastic sports editor. So Sometimes I get called away from UConn to do high school stuff a lot too. We do most of the postseason games for UConn, but during the season I do a lot more high school stuff. Except for this year when there wasn't any, so that's one of the reasons that we've covered so much UConn this year. So it's really fun. It's never the same.
Our day sports reporters have done a great job of finding excellent stories and content, even when there are no games happening. So I commend you for that. Can you tell us what's going on with the Husky women?
Yeah, I think the same as Gavin said, like we cover the games the same way. Last night, the UConn-Tennessee women's game was on ESPN, which I don't happen to get at my house. So I was in the office watching it on TV, and then I, went to the Zoom press conference after and typed up the game story from the office. I think it's been hard for the players. So many games have gotten postponed. There's been several postponements. They were looking forward to making a trip to Baylor. They had the plane. They had the charter plane all ready to go, and it got canceled a couple days before because of a COVID situation with Baylor. And it's just some weeks they just practice every single day. So you don't know what the test is. you know, you're not tested as much as you usually would be at this point with all the non-conference games that they play. So last night at Tennessee was a pretty big test because they have been on the road a couple times, but it was their first plane trip. So they have seven freshmen on the team. So it was all of their first plane trip and everything. So Tennessee actually let in a few fans last night. There were about 3,500 fans. It's a 25,000 seat arena, so it was pretty spread out. They're still getting their feet wet. It's almost like it's December, but it's going into February, you know. So it's hard for them. And then during the games at Gamble, when there's no fans, Gino Auriemma was saying, the head coach, somebody can make a great play and there's no reaction whatsoever. Like nobody claps or anything. It's really kind of weird.
Wow. And so how have you adjusted your own habits in terms of covering the team?
Well, it's like Gavin said, it's kind of neat that we get a lot of access. They're giving us pregame. Some games we get like a pregame Zoom the day before, and then we get to talk to the coach after the game and players. So it's actually quite a bit of access. I just keep a file on my computer of all the interviews, and then say next week they hardly have any games, so I might need a story about something. So I just save all the quotes for next week or whatever. But just you kind of get in a rhythm. We don't have to drive the stores as much. We would normally drive the stores for a practice before every game. So this is, you know, it's easier in a way, but it's a little anticlimactic.
And so that was a big win against Tennessee. Can you tell us what you see ahead for the rest of the season?
Well, they just added a game next week at Arkansas, which is also in the top 25, and then they play South Carolina right at the beginning of February. So those are all really good teams, SEC teams, which are in general like have a more emphasis on rebounding. They have like a lot of big players. Tennessee had a lot of big players last night, made UConn have a difficult time getting shots off. So they have a couple of pretty good tests coming up. They go to Arkansas and then they play South Carolina at home. They need to, everybody needs to play in 13 games to qualify for the NCAA tournament. That's the cutoff. And they're only on 9 so far. So knock on wood that no other COVID delays. The Big East, I think for the men too, but for the women, it seems that every team has shut down at least once, you know, for a week or so, with you know, for contact tracing, or somebody had COVID or a coach had COVID. So they that's another thing. The Big East keeps rearranging their schedule. So say they were supposed to play DePaul, but DePaul can't play because of COVID, but maybe St. John's can play that day. So they keep rearranging the schedule. So that's something different too. You have to kind of be on your toes.
You never know whether the game's going to occur or what you'll be covering or whether you'll have. And of course, we all work under deadlines here at the day. So you want to have something to send in. For the website and the paper.
Every time we get an email from the sports information department at UConn, it's like, oh boy, what now, you know?
Excellent. Well, look for their stories in theday.com and in the Day print edition. And we will have them back again to talk about the rest of the season. Good luck to you guys. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you next time. Next week, we're hoping to have a conversation about a recent report from the Police Community Relations Committee in New London and how it affects the Black community.